Welcome into Jaguars Live, brought to you by Everbank for the post-game report, joined by Pride of the Jaguars, Tony Buscelli. I'm Jeff Lagerman. A tough game, but one that certainly you feel good, you feel bad, and then at the end you feel bad because the first half was outstanding.
You know, it was a game where I thought defensively really for about three quarters played pretty dang good. And now start of the third quarter, they got some things away, some big plays and some blown coverages, but what they were able to do in the first half with pressure, turnovers, and everything, offensively, you just got to take advantage of those things. And so even though you had a 17-point lead, which was a positive, I mean, I think all of us would have said, hey, if we're up 17 at halftime, we're pretty happy. But a good team like Philadelphia, and as many plays as they're going to run, they're going to have a chance to get back into it, and it was just too much in the second half.
Because the big plays by the Jaguars' defense were many. I'm looking at my list here, the notes that I keep during the game. You know, you had a sack caused fumble by Chris Clemens, a sack caused fumble by Andre Branch. Those both lead to touchdowns. And then you had the interception by Alan Ball. So three takeaways. You end up plus three on the game, but, of course, the one ended up making you only plus two at the very end of the game where they had a sack caused fumble to go in for a touchdown. But offensively speaking, we knew that this would be a work in progress. They were able to get the 17 points in the first half, but because of the defense, they've got to start finding a way to get productivity on their own.
Well, I think the biggest thing is, Jeff, is the run game. You got to be able to run the ball, and I think we all knew that coming into this year, especially as young as you are at the wide receiver position. Now, Allen Hurns looked good. Marquise did some nice things, and the pass protection was pretty good. But if you can't run the ball the way Jet Fish, you know, wants to call the game and the way this offense is set up, it's going to be very difficult to win ball games. And so that's something they're going to have to address and get that ready for next week against Washington.
I noticed that during the course of the game, they were running a lot of the outside zone plays to talk about the running game. And then later in the game, they started running a little bit more downhill, a little bit more lead plays. Is that something that we could see change, or they have to have the outside zone in their playbook to complement the bootlegs and such?
No, you can run inside zone. I think that's what they're trying to do late, which is more vertical play and still do the boot action. It's not as effective because you're not going to get that flow from the backside. But, heck, in this game, Billy Davis, the defensive coordinator for the Philadelphia Eagles, he had figured out that that was something they wanted to do, and they defended it very well. They kept that bad side defensive end there the whole game, so that wasn't really there anyways. And so I think Toby Gerhardt is a physical downhill runner. I think that's his best, what he does best. And so I think we might see some more inside zone and some more power football come next week.
The disappointing thing to me in the second half when they come out, the Eagles have the ball, and I'm looking at my notes here because the Eagles came out and Sproles ripped off a 49-yard touchdown. The offense.
And that was on fourth and one.
That was on fourth and one. And then the Jaguars offensively had an opportunity to respond to that. It was a three and out. And then all of a sudden, Zach Ertz gets a 25-yard touchdown. Again, the offense has a chance to respond to that, and they do a three and out again. You want to see the team answer the bell, so to speak, when the opponent starts to gain the momentum, as clearly they started to get here at Lincoln Financial.
Well, we talked about it up there, and we've both been in situations where momentum goes to different changes on you. And at that point, somebody has to step up and make a play. And somebody has to take charge, and whether it's a defense making a big turnover or a sack and change the momentum, or offensively when you know your defense may be sucking the wind a little bit because they've been out there so much, make a big catch, bust out a run, get a long drive, and get seven. And the Jaguars' offense was not able to do that. Now, I give the defense a lot of credit because they were on their heels those first three drives. And the offense was doing nothing. And they were able to bow their backs a little bit and for about three series get stops and force punts. But they never could capitalize it on the offense side of the ball. So it's a young team. The positive is, hey, listen, you played, you were there, you had chances to do some things to win this ball game. The bad news is you didn't do it, but you can learn from it. And that's what a young team's going to have to do.
They're at under 6 minutes to go, fourth and basically a foot. The Jaguars in their own territory decide to go for it on that fourth and a foot. Do you question that call by Gus Bradley, or do you say, hey, look, he was just trying to make something happen?
Well, I think he's trying to make something happen. He had no timeouts left, and his defense had been on the field a long time. So I think in the back of his mind he's thinking, boy, I don't know if we have another stop in us right now this quick. And so he's fourth and a foot. He took a big risk because you know if you don't get that, it's a two-possession game right there and right now. If that's your mindset, you say, listen, we should be able to get a foot. Well, then I think you go power football and just line up and say, we're going to get a foot. We're quarterback sneaking. If we're not good enough up front to get that, then we don't deserve to win. They decided to run a play-action pass. Now, to Jed's credit, it was wide open, but it wasn't executed. The ball was thrown a little bit high. It would have taken a fabulous catch by Mercedes Lewis. He got two hands on, well, at least parts of his hands on it, some fingertips. And, you know, I know he wishes he could have probably come down that and made the spectacular catch. Chad wishes he'd have thrown a little bit better ball because it was there. But as soon as you make that decision, if you're the head coach, Gus Bradley, you have to realize that if it's not effective, the game's probably over because you have no timeouts and it'll be a two-possession game.
All right, thank you, Tony.
All right, Jeff.
All right, Jeff Loggeman here on Jaguars Live, the post-game report. We're now going to bring in starting cornerback Alan Ball. And congratulations. I know it probably doesn't feel very good after a loss, but certainly a big play in the end zone making that interception.
Yeah, something we practiced all week. We kind of had a feel for what they want to do in the end zone and how they want to attack. He was a little skittish back there with our rush all first half. So, I mean, he put the ball in the right spot and I just happened to be in the right place.
How frustrating was it for you guys defensively to play so well, to get a shutout in the first half, and then in the second half it seemed like the game changed?
Right now, looking back at it, it is frustrating. The word of the day for me is finish. We got to find a way defensively to get out there and do the same things in the first half that we were doing in the first half and doing in the second half. Going into halftime, I don't think we relaxed or anything. I think we just came out, and I don't think we executed as well in the second half. And we got to find a way to do that in the second half and just be better.
A lot of people are going to sit there and point to the tempo, you know, that the Eagles run a lot of plays and they wore you guys down. Does that have anything to do with it?
I think it was just us. I think no matter what a team comes out, what they bring to the table, we have to do a good job of executing. And we knew that all week. We knew what we were going into this week, coming in at their stadium, their tempo, that type of offense. We knew what we had on our plate, and we just got to do a good job of executing, and that's what it comes down to.
You've seen a lot of really good running backs in your career. Philadelphia Eagles, you guys were able to do a pretty good job of containing LeSean McCoy for the most part, but talk about him as a runner.
He's a big play waiting to happen, and we knew that going in. And I think our front did a pretty good job of just keeping him contained, because at any play, at any time in the game, he can make a play and turn it into a touchdown. And I think they did a good job of just containing him, but he's definitely an explosive player.
Last question I'll have for you here. Scary moment in the game. Jonathan Cyprien goes up for a ball. On the replay, it was pretty clear what happened. He lands on his rear end, and then that head, almost like a whip effect, snaps back, hits the turf, didn't move, obviously out cold. I just saw him a few minutes ago. He seems to be okay, but that's scary for any teammate.
Yeah, you step out on this field, and we're all praying for each other when we get out there just for safety. But that's the scary things when it happens. But when guys are playing hard, those type of things can happen. I know Sip, the kind of player he is. He's going to bounce back. He's going to recover real fast. At halftime, he gave us some good words about him not returning. But he's a hell of a player, and he's a competitor, and we need him out there. And I think that defense, we're a stronger 11 when he's out there. But until he's back, we got to have other guys step up and just rally around him and get the job done.
Because defensively for you guys, I mean, he got hurt, but then also Paul Posluszny. I mean, these are the two levels here, the captains at each level.
Yeah, and, it's one of those things where we got to have guys to step up and got to have guys to play no matter what happens. Anything can happen throughout the season, and we got to have guys in there ready to play and ready to go.
Okay, thank you, Alan.
Thank you.
Another injury update here to provide people. Talking from the head coach, Gus Bradley, Toby Gerhart had the horse collar tackle, had an ankle injury in the game. He returned to action. He's okay. Jonathan Cyprien will be evaluated by medical personnel. Paul Posluszny had a left knee issue, ended up returning to the game. JT Thomas, I was told that when he returned to action, come on in, Jordan. Huh? No, I didn't say that. I was talking about JT Thomas's injury. Sorry about that. But JT Thomas did return to action with the head injury, and we are now joined by running back Jordan Thomas. I know who you are. Come on, Jordan. Tough game for you guys offensively. You guys got some points in the first half, largely due to some really nice defensive play, but you weren't able to generate anything in the second half.
It started off well, as you said, our goal is to sustain that and play hard and play good, and we definitely play hard all 60 minutes and just, you know, generally just get it, you know, very well. You know, the best is to be at our best and to do well, and we went out there, we fought. The game didn't turn out the way we wanted, but got to go in this week, you know, prepare for the next team and go out there and perform and, you know, leave it all on the field.
How important is that to have that mentality to get back to work? I mean, because if you look – at your offensive lineup. I mean, the wide receivers are rookies. The offensive line together had not have a start, had a start together prior to this game here. I mean, so there is a lot of young parts to this offense.
Definitely. And, you know, the best way to grow and to get better is, you know, it's practice. You know, practice and the goal is makes perfect. And being out here on Sundays and this type of atmosphere, this is, you know, this is the top of it. You know, this is the peak. And, you know, the young guys that come out here, they play very well. And, you know, and they, you know, they show they belong, they make plays, and they're only going to get better. So that's the best thing about it. You know, we got, you know, I feel like we got looking forward to it. Like we got a lot of, you know, we know we're going to get better, and that's the goal.
How much joy do you get out of watching a guy like LeSean McCoy, who arguably is the best back in the league?
He's a heck of a player, and that's known. And he's out there. He makes plays. He's wiggly. He's shifty. And, you know, being a running back, you know, you just watch and you critique and you learn and you do different things. And, you know, you just take it for what it is. And, you definitely give credit when it's due. And he's a heck of a back.
All right. Thank you, Jordan.
Thank you.
That will do it for us here on Jaguars Live, brought to you by EverBank. The Jaguars fall to the Philadelphia Eagles 34-17.